Welcome to the Word of Life Tabernacle podcast, where we know one word from God can change your life today. From wherever you are listening, we hope you are encouraged by this week's message.
We want to teach from the subject tonight, standing strong in the day of adversity. Standing strong in the day of adversity. What you mean the day of adversity? The day that bad news comes. The day that they, as the Bible talks about in Ephesians, having done all to stand in the evil day. That whether that adversity is, you know, a bad doctor's report. That can be adversity to someone. Yeah, you've been diagnosed with cancer or even COVID-19. Or it could be you lost your job or your job description, we are phasing that out and we're going to, you know, give you retirement. Or it could be, you know, a bill came. It could be a home that is going into foreclosure. Whatever adversity is, we know it comes from the enemy. God does not use trials and tests to test his people. Every trial and test is coming from the enemy. But it's the word of God that makes us strong as we stand on it through adversity that builds our faith, not adversity itself. Amen. With every trial and test, it is God who makes the way of escape. So I want to just give some very practical things because I know that everyone faces adversity. And I want to even give you an example, even before I get started. He said, well, why would you be talking about standing fast in adversity? Well, I think about flight simulation school, that if anyone is studying to be a pilot, they will put you in a flight simulator. That's part of your training. And in that flight simulator, it will make it feel almost exactly like how it is to start up an airplane or a jet, whatever, depending on what type of simulator it is. And when you start that plane up, it goes down the runway. It makes you feel like that you are actually going down the runway. It gives, and as you lift up and begin to climb 5,000, 10,000 feet, all of those, that simulator will simulate that. It gives you the same effect. And then all of a sudden, you know, you get up 15, 20, 30,000 feet, and then you lose an engine. There's adversity. And then it begins to simulate what it feels like for that plane to start losing power and even take a nosedive. Well, you say, well, why would you train someone about adversity? Because if you study that long enough, that's just a simulator. But if that ever happened, they've meditated and gone through that sequence so much that they do not lose their calm or panic under adversity. And that's what happens to many Christians. In the day of adversity, they panic. But if you've meditated the word of God enough and got your faith built up enough, when bad news do come, that there's sickness and disease, you've been diagnosed with the C word or cancer, COVID-19, or a loved one was in an accident, or you're going to lose your home through, you know, it's going to be foreclosed on. If you've gone through and meditated the word of God enough, you can stand strong in the day of adversity. So that pilot trained for adversity. So when the real thing in life happens, then he remains calm. He's already gone through that sequence of his mind about what to do under pressure and adversity. We meditate the word of God and we stay in the word of God. Hallelujah. Not that we're believing for bad things, not that we're believing for negative things, but we're in this world. And Jesus said, if you be in this world, you're going to have tribulation. But be of good cheer, for I've overcome the world. So I'm going to teach you some basic things about standing strong in adversity. Praise God. Hallelujah. So you might say, well, I'm not going through that. Well, you're in simulation right now. That's why I'm teaching this. I'm preparing you for when the battle do come, you'll be able to, having done all to stand there for. Proverbs 24, verse 10. Proverbs 24, verse 10. If you're at home, you can read this with me. You can read it out loud because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. If thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small. If thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small. Now notice it did not say, if the day of adversity come, adversity is going to come. There is a devil. There is a enemy that we have. There's an adversary, and his name is Satan. And he's called the God of this world. He's not our God because we're in this world, but we're not of this world. But he will make sure that adversity comes. And it's not problems or adversity that defeat people or trouble. It's how you respond in trouble. It's how you respond to the problem. If it was problems that defeated people, everyone would be defeated because everyone is going to have problems and trouble. So here he's saying, he gives us a clue. If you do faint, give up, quit, lose heart in adversity, it was simply because your strength was small. Now he's not talking about physical strength. He's talking about inner strength. You know, Samson was physically a strong man. Matter of fact, he had a magnificent body. And when that anointing of God would come on him, he could rip up the gate of the city, take this jawbone of an ass, slay 1,000 Philistine soldiers. I mean, he did tremendous feats under the anointing. So, you know, we see then that if it was physical strength, there's no way you can defeat him because his strength was always there. But no, we're talking about spiritual strength. Even though he was physically strong, in adversity, when he broke his Nazarite vows and began to lie with strange women and drink strong drink and do all the things that God had told him in his vows not to do, then his strength became small. And so what happened? His inner strength. We're talking about your spirit man. And so you got to keep your inner man built up. You can go to the gym, work out, have muscles all over your body, have a six-pack ab and physically be strong, but that's not what's going to cause you to stand when cancer, sickness, or disease, or bad news hit your body. It's going to be how strong you are on the inside, not how strong you are on the outside. That's why he said, if you faint in the day of adversity, then thy strength is small. So that means we've got to be strong in our inner man. We got to have inner strength to stand against adversity. Inner strength in our mind and inner strength in our spirit. Both of them, praise God. Because we're going to see here the key word is faint. Why do people faint? Well, Jesus, and I'll show you in the scripture, said that we should consider him who endured such contradiction of sinners, adversity against himself, lest you be wearied and faint. Where? In your mind. So people faint in their mind and they're faint in their spirit because their spirit man was small. No word, no power, no anointing. It is the anointing that removes the burden and destroys the yoke. And so inner strength, then, here's the first statement for your mind and for your spirit, comes from feeding on God's word. That's so very important. You don't wait until adversity comes, till sickness hits your body, cancer hits your body, financial ruin hits you, something devastating happened, then you go want to run and get the Bible or get the CDs or get the DVD. Let me build my faith up. No, you build your house before the storm comes. You prepare for adversity. You prepare for the flood. You prepare for the hurricane. You go on and put your sand dunes up so when the wind come and beat vehement against your house, if you've been feeding on God's word and your foundation is the word of God, it cannot shake it. So then inner strength, control your mind and your spirit. They both need to be strong. Now, mind power alone definitely won't do it, but it is willpower. And your mind need to be renewed to the word of God so that when adversity comes, the first way you respond is, what does the word say? Oh, by his stripes I'm healed. What does the word say? He'll take sickness and disease out of thy midst. That's a mind that has been renewed to the word of God that holds strongly to the word of God. In pressure, because a lot of people, they speak the word, they shout about the word, but when adversity hit, they begin to faint in their mind. And also feeding on God's word will keep your spirit man built up. I want you to look at these two scriptures, Hebrews 12:3, King James, and 2 Corinthians 4:16. Look at this. For consider him, talking about Jesus, who endured such contradiction of sinners, in other words, adversity. Well, what was this adversity? Well, the spirit inside. The cat of nine tails, he was whipped. They buffeted him. Prophesied to us, thou man of God, if you be the son of God, who's hitting you? Come down from the cross. Save yourself. And then how can you save yourself and save us? You can't save yourself. There was much adversity. The Roman crucifixion spikes. You know, his day of crucifixion was the day of adversity. Hallelujah. It was called the passions of Christ, the sufferings of Christ. And yet, he didn't give up. The Bible says for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross. So he said, let's think about him who endured such contradiction, you could say adversity of sinners against himself, lest you be wearied and faint. Where in your mind? So Jesus' mind was already made up. His spirit was strong, but his mind was already made up. His mind was renewed to the word of God. I came to do the will of my Father. If it's any other way, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, whatever it takes, not my will, but thy will be done. Thank God that he didn't faint. And this is where most people, he said, if you faint in the day of adversity, because your strength was all, what did they faint? In their mind. And then you can see here also from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16. Paul said this, the Lord, if anyone went through adversity, it was the Apostle Paul. Shipwrecks, stonings, beatings, left for dead. He talked about twice was a shipwreck and left in the cold. He talked about he was beaten with a rod. He talked about that he received 39 stripes, saved one, or 40 stripes, saved one. He was whipped, beaten, shipwrecked, stoned, in the midst of perils, in the midst of false brethren, the cares of all the church. He talked about his adversity. So he can tell us something about it. He said, for this cause, but notice what he said, we faint not. You mean Paul didn't give up either? No, why? Though the outward man perish, all these things coming from the outside, everything you can see, trials, bad news, tests, bills, problems, unemployment, COVID-19. He said, though the outward man and all this stuff coming, we see it. He says, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. What are you talking about the inner man? Hit your spirit man. He said, even though all of this adversity, shipwreck, stoning is coming, my spirit man is being renewed, my inner man, the reborn spirit. That's why I didn't faint. That's what I'm trying to show you in the day of adversity. It wasn't what was coming outward. It was because he was strong inward. He said, is renewed day by day. Now, I want you to understand, you can't live off the word that you had last week or last year. I mean, it'll last, faith coming by hearing and hearing by the word of God. But you use faith every day. You use faith to live. The just shall live by faith, to pay bills. You use faith for your children. You use faith for your finances. You use faith for your own body. So you can't say, well, I heard the word. Now, faith come by hearing. So in that renewal process, it's just like gasoline. Just because you got gas last week, you got to go back to the gas station. Just because you had faith word last week, you got to day by day, give us this day, Lord, our daily bread. In that renewal process, keep your spirit man strong so you can survive any adversity. And what most people do, as long as there's no problem, long as there's no opposition, long as they got money in the bank, feel good in their body, they kind of get spiritually lazy. They don't read the word. They don't pray. They don't seek God, particularly during this pandemic. I've seen a lot of people have not, they've lost their edge. And yet, they just think, well, okay, I'll be okay. But then soon adversity hits them and it throws them mentally, emotionally, and in their spirit. Why? They haven't been filling up on the word of God, feeding on the word of God, feeding on the word of God. See, this is a day by day process. You can only live one day at a time. Jesus said so. Take no worry thought for tomorrow. What you going to put on, eat, what you going to wear. He said sufficient is the evil there. In other words, you need enough faith to deal with whatever adversity is going to bring against you in that day. And in order to do that, you've got to constantly stay in the word of God. When this pandemic first hit in the early part of last year, I realized that I couldn't just become lazy just because all of a sudden members wasn't coming to church. All of a sudden I was preaching the pews. I realized I couldn't lose my diligence all because, hey, it ain't like it used to be, Everyone ain't coming, and even now, limited capacity. And so there is this thought that maybe I can just be less diligent. No. I realized I had to keep my spirit man built up, not just for the members and for streaming and what I'm doing right now. I had to keep it built up for my own life, keeping my own body healed, keeping my own mind strong, keeping my own family strong. There were still bills, problems. There's still the needs of the church. I got to still keep my faith out there. There's no, see, the devil does not take a vacation. But a lot of people during this pandemic have taken a spiritual vacation. And then when the day of adversity comes, he said, if you ain't been renewing your spirit day by day with the word of God, it's because your strength must fall. That's why you fainted. Praise God. And God don't want you to faint. He don't want you to give up. He don't want you in the day of adversity to turn back and lose heart. So that's why I'm teaching this message. Some of us, it's just a matter of becoming diligent again and be like I was talking about in the flight simulator. Don't wait until the real thing happens. You lose an engine. Then you want to respond. Or you know, the plane begins to lose its altitude and get heavy and go into a nosedive. If you've been in that simulator enough times and faced enough adversity, it'll be just like that simulator. You remember, okay, respond to that, go to this board, pull this switch, turn that, and you can cause that plane. But why? You've gone through it already in your mind. That's what meditating the word of God is for. Not that you're believing for negative things to happen. You're so strong on the inside that, like Paul said, though the outward man perish, the inward man is renewed day by day. He said, that's why I didn't faint. Thank God Jesus didn't faint. Paul didn't faint, and you don't have to faint. I don't know what you're facing tonight, but you need to face it with the word of the living God, because the day of adversity is going to come, and it's not adversity that defeats people. It's how you respond in adversity. Are you going to respond in fear? What's the first thing going to come out of your mouth? What's the first thought you're going to have? Are you going to faint in your mind? Are you going to give up and quit? Or are you going to respond because your spirit man was built up with the word of God? Look at Proverbs 18. Just right next door here, Proverbs 18. Go to your left. And I want you to look with me here at verse 14. Proverbs 18, 14. And Lord knows there's enough adversity out there stirring us. I don't know what yours is. You don't know what mine is, but it's not adversity. It's because a lot of people, like you said, it didn't make it through the storm. A lot of people didn't survive, praise God. You take that pilot that just goofed off and never trained and never put himself in adversity, maybe he caused not only the life of himself, but the life of his whole crew because of his decision making under pressure. And you don't realize the decision you make and you serving God and you standing not only affects you, but affects your children, and family, people on your job. They're watching how you respond in adversity. People look at you, praise God. The Bible says choose life, the both thou and thy seed after thee. Your children is watching you, how you're acting during this pandemic, how you responding, praise God. Much less folks on your job, praise God. Now, let's look at Proverbs 18. Let's look at verse 14. There again, if you're at home, you can read this aloud with me. The spirit of a man will sustain him in his infirmity, but a wounded spirit, who can it bear? The spirit of a man will sustain him in his infirmity. Notice he said a man's spirit will sustain him in trouble, in his infirmity, not his mind. Now, don't get me wrong. Your mind need to be renewed to the word of God. Your mind need to be, the spirit of your mind need to hold on to the word of God. But it's not your mind that has the power that's going to sustain you. It's your spirit, man. The part of you that's been born again that's like God. That's what's going to sustain you. So a weak spirit, a weak man. A strong spirit, a strong man. See, because your mind, there are certain things you can't figure out. Bills and problems. You try to, you know, deal with adversity and your infirmity. And, well, you know, well, what am I going to do about the bill? And what am I going to do about foreclosure? What am I going to do about this situation? Well, the Bible says, lean not toward your own understanding, but trust the Lord with all your heart. You can go crazy trying to figure out everything. But the Bible says when trouble comes, and it's your spirit, man. How much time you been in the word of God? How much flight simulation have you been doing? How much meditating in the word of God have you been doing when there wasn't any pressure before adversity came? He says that's going to sustain him in his infirmity. But a wounded or broken down spirit, who can it bear? In other words, who can you help when you already defeated yourself? You can't even lift up your fellow, man, because you're defeated on the inside. But when you're built up on the inside and your cup is running over with the word of God, like I'm preaching out of my spirit, man, God told me years ago, he said, I want you to stand the word of God, stand the word of God, stand the word of God, protect your spirit, keep yourself built up. Never preach on an empty spirit. Preach out of the overflow. Have enough fresh word in your spirit to not only sustain you, but your listeners, your congregation. And that's what the anointing is all about. Not only can you sustain yourself, you can build up other people. I'm sure someone is being blessed right now that's streaming, praise God. So some of them, you're being built up because I'm not preaching out of my mind. I'm preaching out of my spirit that's been in the word of God. I spend time in this word, meditating the word of God, hallelujah. And now you're reaping the benefits. But a wounded spirit, who can it bear? Look at this from the Amplified. It gets even more powerful. The strong spirit, get it now? Not a weak spirit. Weak spirit, weak man. Weak spirit, weak woman. Weak spirit, weak child. Why? Well, you know, we don't read about me in the pandemic here. We kind of did. We doing this now, and I ain't studying like I used to. I don't really go to church. Now, I'm not trying to knock it in from a not physically coming to church, but you better keep your spirit man built up. I don't care who you are. Because just because there's a pandemic and we're not physically in church, the devil has not taken a vacation. He's going to bring sickness, disease, poverty, everything you can think about to hit you. And really, he's going to try to catch you in your weakest moment. That's when he attacked Jesus. He waited till he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights at the point of salvation. Then he came in at his weakest point and said, if you be the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread. Now watch this. Jesus said, it is written. He's responding from a strong spirit. His body is weak. But what's going to sustain? It is written. Man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that will come out of the mouth of God. During that 40-day fast, he was spending time with his Father, and his spirit was so built up. Three times he resisted the devil. The Bible says the devil leaved him. Why? His spirit was strong in the day of adversity. Are you going to respond with the word of God when sickness, disease, poverty, some bad news come against you? Hallelujah. He said the strong spirit of a man will sustain him, watch this, in bodily pain or trouble. People don't realize, but a weak, broken spirit, who can it raise up a bear? If you ain't got no word, if your spirit man is weak, come on, we're talking about faint, not fainting in the day of adversity. Who can you help? You're depressed yourself. How are you going to build someone else up? And Jesus' spirit was built up, but I don't think we pay enough attention to this. He said it will sustain him in bodily pain. What about when pain hits your body? Symptoms get on your body. Sickness, disease, COVID-19, cancer, leukemia, lupus. It don't matter. Bodily pain. Well, Jesus bore our weaknesses, sickness, and pain. And the reason a lot of people can't resist pain because they got a weak spirit. When your spirit man weak, you don't feel like speaking the word of God. You don't feel like resisting pain. You don't feel like, oh, will y'all get my pain? Go get me some Vicks and rub me down. You want someone to, you want that pain to be comforted. But when your spirit man is built up, and I know this, because as I've gotten older, there are things I feel in my body, in my joints, in my knee. And it's not the devil. It's just me getting older. Thank God. God renews my youth like the eagle. But I've learned I have to resist pain. I have to preach when I'm in pain. I have to go when I feel pain. Why? Jesus bore my weaknesses, sickness, and pain. So you don't feel like doing that when your spirit is weak. When all you've been sucking on is just television. I'm not knocking TV. But if that's all you doing, watching fables and lies and fantasies, I mean, that's good. But you better take some time to build up your spirit, man. How did Jesus defeat the devil? It is written. He responded with the word of God. So the strong spirit of a man will sustain him. To sustain means keep you going. What's going to keep you going? Through pain, what's going to keep you going when the pandemic hit? What's going to keep you going when financial ruin and adversity come? A strong spirit will. Jesus said, hey, he told his men, can y'all watch with me just 1 hour? He has to pray with him. He said, the spirit is always willing, but the flesh got weak. And in a time of adversity, when he needed his men the most, they had all fallen asleep, including Peter. Why? Their spirit was weak, but Jesus' spirit was strong, praise God, in the day of adversity. So it's important that you keep your spirit man built up. I want you to listen to this statement here then. Your spirit man then feeds on spirit food. How you going to keep your spirit strong? It feeds on spirit food, which is God's word, which sustains your body, your flesh. Now, before we read these scripture references, I want you to get that. The physical man, physical body, feeds off physical food. And it produces a physical force that we call strength. But that's your physical body. In the day of adversity, he said that strength was mine. We're talking about your physical body. It's talking about your inner man. So the spirit man feeds off of spirit food. Jesus said in St. John 6:63, y'all don't have to pull it up, but my words are spirit and they are life. So your spirit man eats and feeds on the word of God. Matter of fact, every day, the same way you feed your physical body, though the outward man perish, the inward man, the inner spirit, the born again man, the real you, must be fed the word of God the same way you feed your physical body. Because adversity is coming. That ain't a bad confession. It's just because we're in the earth where the devil is not bound yet. There's coming a day he's going to be bound 1,000 years. But right now, he's those wicked spirits in heaven, the prince of the power of the air. And so I, when I think about Proverbs, my son, attended to my word, 4:20, 21, 22, incline thy ear into my saying. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep the word in your eyes. Keep it in your ears. Keep it in your mouth. For it's life to those that find them and medicine. And I don't think we'll take this literally. And listen to what the prophet said. Medicine to all their flesh. Think about that. Medicine to their flesh. The word in your spirit, he sent his word and healed them. There's got to be healing power in the word. Otherwise, the centurion would not have said, only speak the word and my servant shall be healed. There's got to be healing power in the word of God. Because if you put the word in your spirit, another word in your spirit, it will flow out into your body. It will sustain you in bodily pain. And I don't think a lot of us take that literal. Because it pays just to be going to a church that preaches the word, that teaches like I'm teaching. Why? There's benefits. Because pain is going to come, sickness is going to come. But what's going to sustain you in bodily pain? Strong spirit. Strong spirit. Now, think about it this way. And it's medicine. Help to their flesh. I'm preaching right now, and medicine is going out of my mouth, into those cameras, into your home to heal your flesh. Are you listening to me? Now, I know this is 2021, and we have 3 vaccines now. And these vaccines work in the natural against COVID-19 in your body. Some of them you have to administer twice, and thank God for them. They are effective. They've been 95. But I believe that if you take it in the name of Jesus, not trust in the medicine, but trust in Jesus, hallelujah, and what that costs, God is the source of all healing, it'll be twice effective. Well, if a natural vaccine can be effective, you got confidence in that, and you should. I'm not knocking that. You want to take it? Take it. It don't matter what Pastor D is doing. Or what I do, well, I don't believe in that. It doesn't matter that. But you better have something sustaining your flesh. That's my point. What is COVID-19? What is a vaccine? Or the word of God. So I challenge you to think different about the word of God. The same way you think about Pfizer and all these vaccines. We got names for them. Well, if that is effective in your body, how much more? God told you the word is medicine to your flesh. That's a vaccine. And I believe if you keep enough word in your spirit, use wisdom, wear your mask, physical distance, wash your hands, don't be stupid. But you're doing all that and keeping enough word in your spirit. That word becomes a vaccine. It's medicine. That's all they tell you to do is take it. This is the medicine. It will stop COVID-19. How much more with the word of God? But we don't think like that. Because if you did, you'll be spending time in it. Hallelujah. You'll be spent. That's, you'll keep it in your eyes. You'll keep it in your ear. You'll keep it in your mouth, because it's medicine to all their flesh, a help to their flesh. So your spirit, man, when it's built up on the word of God, it is going to determine how effective you are standing against any sickness or disease. Thank God for the vaccine, but you should have enough word in your spirit repelling COVID-19, sickness and disease, cancer, whatever, driving it out of your flesh if you believe God and if you're diligent enough to do that. And if you keep yourself built up and not wait till adversity to run, get the healing tape. Stay and confess healing while you're well. Now watch this. Scripture reference to prove everything I'm saying, that your spirit will sustain you, the body, James 2:26 and Matthew 4:4. Look at this. James 2, for as the body without the spirit is dead, faith without works is dead. Look at that. For as the body without the spirit. In other words, your spirit, man, can live without your body, but your body can't live without your spirit. As go your spirit, man, that's the real you. That's the part of you that got born again. That's the part of you God contacts. God is a spirit. They that worship him must worship him in spirit. And when your spirit, man, is weak, then your body is going to be. Matter of fact, it can't live without it. That's why the devil attack your spirit. That's why you got to keep a strong spirit. And keep your spirit fed, spirit food, the word of God. He said, for as the body is, that's amazing. For as the body is without the spirit is dead. Do you know that if the only reason you're alive now and you're breathing, because your spirit, man, is sustaining you? It's sustaining your body. It's keeping you going. How much more if that word, that spirit, man, is full of the word of God and healing medicine is flowing out of your spirit into your body? We got to literally, especially during COVID-19, we must be diligent in keeping our spirit, man, built up if we're going to stand in the day of adversity. He said, my God, hey, that's why when the body deceives and when the body deteriorates or goes back to the dust, that spirit, man, will live on. It's a non-ending, non-never dying spirit. And so God is saying, while you in this body, keep your spirit, man, fit the same way you keep your body fit. We work on the body. Everybody, thank God for exercising and working out and treadmill and lifting up. I believe you should do it. But the same way you stay physically fit, you must stay spiritually fit, because it's your spirit sustaining your body, not your body sustaining your spirit. Praise God. Go to the other scripture. I've just been quoting this. Jesus replied, this is when the devil came against him. We're talking about the strong spirit, man, sustaining him in infirmity, bodily pain, and when trouble come, when adversity come, when the day of adversity, when they say, hey, we're going to foreclose on your house and ain't no money in the bank, when the doctor say, we believe we see this, and the x-ray is showing up. Listen, Jesus replied, it has been written, man shall not live by bread alone. Thank God you're going to have to keep the body fed. But man shall be, he shall be upheld and sustained by bread alone. Did you get it? Sustained. But every word that comes forth out of the mouth of God, that's what's going to sustain him. Right back to the word of God. He said, hey, man ain't going to live. It's talking about your spirit, man. By bread alone. But by every word. And so if all you're doing is just never getting in the word of God, never meditate, don't get the CD, never stream, never do anything. All you do is just kind of wait and hope nothing bad don't happen. Hope that the car don't break. Hope that, you know, you have enough money. Hope that you don't get sick. Hope that I don't contact COVID-19. Lord, now, honey, you're going to, because you're already in fear about it. And if you got enough word, I'm going to tell you something. The symptoms can come on your body, but there's enough words. Jesus said, hallelujah, it will sustain you. You do everything in the natural, but you also, you do those things in the spirit. And the thing is not getting better, it's getting worse. That's another thing. People think, well, they got the vaccine now, so we can kind of drop our guard. Let me tell you something, man. The vaccine is years behind. It's supposed to have been this many. It might be 2, 3, 5, 10 years before. You can't, don't put all your hope in man-made medicine. Thank God for it. I'm not knocking it. Praise God. I'm glad it's here, because everybody don't have faith. Everybody don't know how to trust God. And we need the vaccine. Thank God for the doctors and the nurses and people that put their life on the line fighting this thing. We have slowed down the death rate. But there are other people who don't care nothing about that. There are people who ain't going to do all of those things that CDC is saying. So you can't depend on that. You're going to have something personally in your spirit, praise God, producing spirit power, healing power, flowing out of your spirit into your body. Jesus said you can't live by bread alone, but by every word, every word, every word, every word, every word, every word, every word that has come out, every word. Do you have every word in this Bible in your heart in abundance? Then you need to get busy. Every word, carries healing power, every word. Jesus said that's what's going to sustain you. And he was talking to the devil, and the Bible says the devil left him. He resisted him with the word of God. So the strong spirit of a man will sustain him in the time that the enemy comes. Praise God. I hope you're getting something out of this, because this ain't stuff that we don't know we should be doing. We just ain't doing it because we have grown spiritually lazy. That's my job as pastor. And so if the Holy Ghost is convicting you, and I hope he is, about you've gotten a little lazy, you're not as diligent, you're giving your time and attention, everything else, and then when adversity comes, then you think you're going to respond all this way, and you wind up responding negative because your spirit, man. Jesus said men's heart will fail them for fear. Men's heart, men's spirit will fail them for fear because they've been looking after all the things coming on the earth. All they're doing is studying about, oh, you hear about that. They're trying to do that. And this many died. And the number went up to that. And there was a car wreck here. And someone else and a plane went down. Oh, and there's a new version of COVID-19. Oh, there was someone reinfected. And I'm not knocking on that, but if all you're looking at that, your spirit is going to fail you for fear. In adversity, you think you're going to rise up. But what you've been sowing is what you're going to reap. What you put in your heart, that's why you got to protect it. It's what's going to come out of you under pressure. Jesus said so. Out of the abundance of the heart, your spirit, your mouth will speak. So I got to speak what I believe. I believe, therefore, by spoken, we believe them. So I'm speaking the word of God, and I'm building a hedge. I'm going to be like Moses in Psalms 91. I'm not waiting till adversity come. I'm not waiting till death, sickness, and disease come. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my God. Him shall I trust. I will not be afraid of the arrow that fly by day, of the pestilence that walk at in the darkness, nor the destruction that wastes at the noonday hour. 1,000 shall fall by thy side. 10. Why is he saying that? Nothing is happening. He's building a hedge. So when death, sickness, COVID-19, bad news, adversity, when it saw the blood, it seen that confession, and it couldn't shake that out. Praise God. That's what flight simulation is all about. Let's train you now as if there's an emergency so that when it do actually happen, your spirit will take over and not your mind. You'll know by instinct what to do because you've gone through that simulating training so much. That's what meditating the word of God does. That's good. If it ain't good for no one, it's good for me. Let's look at Ephesians chapter 3. Look at verse 14. Through 17. That's why I'm studying the word. Times when people, well, why are you in the word? Well, first of all, I'm a pastor. And even though I don't want to preach out of memory, there's a renewal process day by day. Give us this day, Lord, our daily bread. Nobody wants stale bread. When you go to a restaurant, they tell me, well, this is from 3 days ago. Man, I ain't eating that stuff. It's hard. It's stale. Well, you want fresh bread, fresh manna from heaven. Jesus said, that's what you got to do. You can't live by bread alone, but every word. So, look at Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14 through 17. I hope you're getting something at home. We don't need nothing new. We just need to do what we know. Knowing something don't mean you're doing it. Well, I know that. Yeah, but are you doing it? When that verse has come, I know you know it. But are you doing it? Hallelujah. All right. Ephesians chapter 3, look at verse 14 and through 17. Paul writing again to the church at Ephesus, and he said, for this cause, I bow my knee unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. So he's praying to the whole family, all those saints that have left their body and gone, their spirit has gone into the presence of God, who's waiting on a glorified body, and he's praying for all of us that remain in the earth. He said the whole family. So this is for the whole family. So that includes you. You're in the family of God. You're called by his name. That he would grant to you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. Strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. Strengthened with might by his spirit in the... If you faint in the day of adversity, it's because your strength was small. Your spirit, man. Might is the power and the ability to accomplish anything. And you were tired and you didn't feel like resisting the devil or resisting the pain or confessing the word over your finances or over your children because they was acting up. He said, it's because your spirit, man, was small. But here he's praying because Paul understands that if you're going to stand in adversity, you've got to be strengthened with his mind. And listen to this, by his spirit in the inner man, keep going, Castle, get a little stronger, that Christ may dwell in your heart by faith, and that you be rooted and grounded in love, that Christ, the anointed one, and his anointing, that anointing, the burden removing, yoke destroying power, might dwell in your spirit, in your heart, by faith, and that you might be rooted and grounded in what? Love. Why rooted and grounded in love? So that your faith will operate at maximum efficiency, because faith worketh by love. And when you are standing against sickness, disease, foreclosure, some bill, some problem, you don't need to be offended with half the people in your church, mad at half the folks in your home. You need to be rooted and grounded in love. That's what makes your faith efficient. That's what it makes, it operates in its highest level. Galatians 5 says, faith working by love. Why? God is love. And God is the one that's going to move. God, don't bind God up because you got over in the flesh. That's why he said that you be rooted in. But in order to stay rooted and grounded in love, you need to be strong in your spirit, man. That law of love, not only is the word of faith got to be that, you got to be rooted and grounded in the love of God also. Now look at this on Amplified. For this reason, seeing with greatness of this plan by which you are built together in Christ, I bow my knee before the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, to whom the whole family, that's you, you're in the family of God, you that's born again, you that's born, you that home, you that's streaming, you that in another state, you that in some other country, you in the family, you don't have to be at World Life tonight. He's praying for what? The whole family, what? In heaven and earth, that is named, that the Father, of whom all fatherhood takes his title and derives from his name. In other words, we as people called by his name, that's you and I. That he would grant you out of the rich treasury of his glory to be strengthened and reinforced. You ever reinforced the fence? Put more, you ever reinforced because you knew that adversity was coming? You knew that, hey, man, this fence got to be strong, or you got to reinforce a rope or reinforce a door. I mean, if pressure going to be put on that door, let me put another type of lock on there. He says, I want your spirit, man, to be strengthened and reinforced with mighty power in your inner man. Watch this. Now we get a new factor. By the Holy Spirit himself indwelling in your innermost being and person. By the Holy Spirit. Listen, all you got to make a decision to do is to be strong, is to stand against sickness, stand against poverty, stand against the onslaught. And the Holy Spirit, your helper, your standby, your strengthener, hallelujah. He said, he will help you. He's down in there. You get in the word, he will help you. That's what he's called, the helper. But you need to make it. He can't make a decision for you. When you stand against sickness, he'll help you. When you're standing for your children, you're strengthened with might, he'll help you. When you're standing for your finances to come in, he will help you stand, hallelujah. He's a helper. There's supernatural help available, but you got to make the decision. And it starts with you putting the word of God in your spirit, praise God. Strengthen with might. Reinforce. Why? Because I know a battle is coming. I know adversity. So I'm going to reinforce. I'm going to get in the word now before the pain ever hit me. I'm going to get in the word now before I ever get the note in the mail about foreclosure. I'm going to get in the word now before my son or daughter ever go to jail, because I need to be reinforced, strengthened with might. Praise God. Rooted and grounded in love. My God. If a man faint in the day of adversity, he didn't have no word down there. Christ may dwell in your heart by faith. Settle down, abide, make his permanent home in your heart, so your spirit, man, that you be rooted and deep in love and founded securely. You're secure about yourself. You don't have to feel insecure. Well, maybe God don't love me. Maybe they don't like me. No, when you're rooted and grounded and secure in God's love and you're strengthened with might, which is the power and ability to accomplish anything, no devil in hell can defeat you. Bring it on, devil. Having done all to stand, stand therefore. Hallelujah. You've done all to stand, stand. Bring it on, devil. Pray. Why? You've been strengthened with might. And usually how people face adversity and problems and sickness and bill, it's because their spirit was weak. That's why they faint. That's what the book of Proverbs said. He said because their strength was small. It was goofing off. All it did just watch television, this, that. Got lazy. You know, it's the pandemic. We don't need all that Bible. We don't need to read. I don't feel like listening to the CD tonight. I don't feel like watching a DVD. I want to watch a movie. There ain't nothing wrong with watching a movie. Ain't nothing wrong with it. But you better take time to build your spirit, man. That's what Paul prayed for. That you'll be rooted in God. That you'll be strengthened with might by your spirit. Where? Not in the physical body. Your inner man. When your inner man is strong, remember to sustain your body. Your body going to be strong. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. So look at this statement. God's word then develops inner strength, because that's what strengthens you with might. Feeding on the word of God. It develops you with inner strength and might to sustain you in adversity. That's all Paul was saying. I'm praying for the whole family. I can't do it for you. The Holy Spirit will help you. This teaching should help you. But most people, they're waiting. Because listen, the flesh always chooses the road of least opposition. In other words, it's looking for the easy way out. It takes spiritual tenacity to make your flesh say, we're going to read this Bible. We're going to listen. Have you noticed that you can watch a good movie or something you like and you don't go to sleep at all? But as soon as you pick up the Bible, as soon as you get on your knees and say, you know, I'm going to spend an hour in intercession with you. Because the flesh is like, man, I'm tired. But now, if you got some donuts and some chicken, fried chicken in front of your flesh, is wide awake. Don't you understand? He's trying to say, feed your body. I don't mind you doing that, but don't you feed your spirit. And that's what's going to determine what you stand or fall in the day of adversity. So God's word then develops inner strength. It feeds on spirit food. And might, the power and ability to accomplish it, to sustain you in adversity. Ephesians 6:10, which is, I'm quoting you, read the whole thing where it says, put on the whole armor of God. But this is the part I want you to see. In conclusion. Finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord, be empowered through your union with him. What type of fellowship do you have with God? How much time? You know how your union with him? If you abide in me and let my words abide in you. If you abide in me and let, if you live, abide. How much union do you have with this Lord? How much time? Do you have a prayer life? How much time? Because that's what's going to empower you. See, a lot of people are just, they're stuck on relationship but not fellowship. Oh, I'm a child of Almighty God. Yeah, that's a relationship. But you don't have no fellowship. You don't spend no time with him. You don't spend no time in prayer. You don't spend no time in the word. You don't spend no meditation time. And so what's happening? You're not strengthened because you don't have a union with him. That means abiding. That doesn't just mean on church on Sunday morning. That means every day. Get some CDs. Get some DVDs. Put them in your car. Put them in your home. Keep a Bible in every room, praise God. He says, be empowered through your union with him. Draw your strength. There's times my natural strength is gone, but I draw my strength. Come on, because being strong and being weak sometimes determine the outcome of a whole situation. I've seen people call they were weak. Weak make crazy, stupid decisions. They just were tired. I got tired, so I went and got drunk. Yeah, I swung at him. Yeah, I shot him. Well, see, you were tired, and that led to something else stupid. Because you didn't have any strength to resist. Strength to say, yeah, I'm tired. I told them I ain't taking this man. And they fired you because you were tired of the myth. But you didn't have enough strength to discipline your tongue that day. Now you ain't got no job. Now your children's. See, I'm trying to show you that people make dumb decisions when they're weak. The flesh takes over. You're more in tune to your flesh than your spirit. Draw your strength from him, that strength which his boundless might provides. Might is the power and the ability to accomplish anything. So when my might is weak and my strength is low, have you not heard? The God of creation, he neither faints, nor does he get weary. He giveth power to the faint. A man of thought about quit. And them that have no might, he increaseth strength. They that wait, expect hope upon the Lord, shall renew their strength and will mount up with wings as an eagle. You're going to have to learn, but it's going to take union. I don't know how people think you're going to just live off a relationship and never know fellowship. No family, no home, no marriage, no relationship. Not even my relationship with you, with life. As your pastor, it's got to be fellowship. We're fellowshipping now around the Word of God. That's what I'm hoping is making you strong. If you just go, that's my past. I know that my past is my, but you don't never listen to me. You don't never get in the Word. You don't never get in the CD. You're not praying for me. There's no interaction. Then there's no union. So relationship without fellowship will leave you bankrupt. God says, I want more than just you knowing my relationship. I want to spend some time with you. That's where you draw your strength from. Glory be to God. Now, look at Psalms 94. Hopefully you're getting something out of this. You know, every new year I'm going to start doing that. I don't believe that. I mean, don't get me wrong. Yeah, I believe you should make decisions, judge stuff, count up the cost last year, what was affected, make decisions. But I ain't going to go away just because of new year. It ain't like, woo, now something magical I got. No, we need to do stuff we didn't do last year. I'm preaching stuff you didn't do last year. You tell my star this. No, go back and go back to the well that you let run dry and fill yourself, fill your cup till it overflow with the Word of God. Look at Psalms 94. God teaches us, and God disciplines us out of his word. He doesn't use a whip, corrects. He uses Word of God. Whom the Lord loves, he corrects. How do he correct? He corrects with spiritual tools, the Word of God. Amen. Not corrects, not sickness and disease. He's not the one bringing the adversity. He's the one that will bring you out of the adversity. Psalms 94, we're going to look at verse 12 and 13. It says this. Blessed, empowered to be prosperous, is the man, the woman, whom thou chastenest. That means to teach. Correct, O Lord, and who you teach out of what? The law. I'm teaching now. Thank God. Discipline come out of the Word of God. Teaching come out of the Word of God. Jesus said in St. John 8, verse 31 and 32, if you continue ye in my word, you will be my disciple. Discipline. You'll begin to discipline yourself like me. Indeed, and you'll know the truth, and the truth will make you free. And he said, if you'll let God teach you, the Holy Spirit teach you, that's what I think that flight simulator was all about. You simulate. You reenact as if emergency is coming. So when the real thing comes, you've been taught what to do. You know how to respond. That's why he said you'll be blessed. Well, notice the result of that. Verse 13, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity until the pit be dug for the wicked one. God says in the day of adversity is when we freak out. We blow our cool. Oh, I've been diagnosed with cancer. Oh, COVID-19. Oh, a bill came. Oh, they're threatening to foreclose on that. Oh, where's your rest at? You know why? No word. So you're reacting with emotion and in the flesh. But if you'll let God teach you out of the Word of God, get in the Word and keep your spirit man strong, he said God will give you rest. That don't mean the problem go away. It don't mean that the symptoms go away. It just means that you're calm, hallelujah. You know without a shadow of a doubt you're coming out of this. You know with a shadow of a doubt that bill is going to be paid. You know you're not pulling your hair out. Why? Because it's the inner man taking over, responding, and not your flesh and your emotions. In the dead by birth, and notice this, until the pit. And while you're standing on the Word of God, the pit has been done. The devil know he going to hell. He read the book of Revelation. The Bible says he know he's going to be put in a pit, a chain going to be put on him. The Bible said they're going to lay hold on him. He's going to be cast into the lake of fire with all the false prophets. And so he know where he going, and that's why he's trying to get you to freak out. He knows he has but a short time. That's what pressure and adversity is all about, to get you to quit, get you to give up. But the Bible says, God will give you rest. You mean to tell me they just told me I had this and I'm not, you ain't worried about it? Nope. You mean to tell me you got a bill from the IRS and you owe this amount and you're not worried? You're just not like you're so calm. Yep. Why? My spirit man build up. With every trial and test, God has already made the way of escape. And the main thing is holding, staying calm under pressure. The day of adversity comes, the bad news has come, but I'm not shaken. I'm not moved. Paul said, none of these things move me. Praise God. Hallelujah. And they won't move you. And we're in a world where there's a devil, and we're in the last days, and all types of stuff is happening in the earth. We're seeing all types of opposition. We're seeing all types of corruption. We're seeing all types of things that are failing. Institutions, banks, loans, for finances. We're seeing this COVID-19 rage. And there are a lot of people that have lost their cool. But when you already been taught in the Word of God, the Bible says God will give you the power to keep yourself calm. And I've noticed that if you're going to overcome adversity, it's how you respond initially that sets the tone. Oh, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? So you done lost your cool. But you get the bad news and they say, well, you've been diagnosed with this. Oh, well, praise God. Hallelujah. The Word of God says, you know, by stripes I'm healed. Hallelujah. With every trial and test, God makes a way of escape. So thank you, doctor, for doing your job. I appreciate you. Praise God. But I'm going to be all right. Wow, they were so calm. Did they hear what I just said? One person respond one way, another. Because it's not what's on the outside, it's on the inside. If you faint in the day of adversity, because your spirit was small. No word. Power to keep yourself calm. Look at this statement. Adversity that may outwardly present itself, huh? It can be outwardly present. Sickness, disease, bad news, a bill just came, negative, something about foreclosure on a house, bad news about your child, some bad news about someone was in a car wreck, and the enemy wants you to freak out, but even though adversity may be outwardly present, God's word will give you inward rest. We which believe, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 3, do enter into rest. I believe God. I know what you said. I heard about the bill. I heard about the sickness. I heard about the cancer. I heard about COVID-19. I heard about the wreck. I heard about foreclosure. I was there. I saw the same thing you've seen. I was watching news. But I'm going to be calm about it because my spirit man is built up. Exodus 14:14, Amplified. The Lord will fight for you. Look at your part. You hold on to your peace and remain at rest. If you rest, God says, I'll work. If you trust me, God says, I'll work. Hallelujah. I'll give you rest in the day of adversity. I'll give you peace. I know what the doctor said. I know about COVID-19. I know about deaths all around you. I know about foreclosure. I know you've been out of work. I know that you ain't got a paycheck. I know you've been filed for unemployment. I know about your children. I know about the drugs they're on. I know about the sins they're doing. But you don't have to stop and turn all night, because he that keepeth Israel neither slumber nor sleep. So since God never rests, why don't you rest? He's inviting you to enter into his rest. He said, I'll fight for you. While you're resting, while you sleep at night, I'll be fighting out there, praise God. I'll be fighting that situation on that job. I'll deal with your enemy. I'll get the money. I'll drive back sickness and disease. If you stay calm and hold your peace, that passeth all understanding, remain at rest. Hallelujah. Man, I trust y'all guys getting something out of this. You don't need nothing new. We just need to act on what we know. And the reason a lot of people been losing their cool and all upset tonight and can't sleep, can't rest, taking volumes, and oh Lord, I'm after that child, that boy, that girl, that bill, that. Now come on, God says, no, I want you to rest. Your spirit man is weak. That's why you're going through that. Not enough word, not enough time with him, no union with God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Draw your strength from him, your union with him. That's why in this year, you should make up your mind, I'm getting closer to God. Things that I'm getting my priorities straight. Stuff that ain't, anything's going to strengthen me, build me up. Even relationships. I ain't going to be running with people that's sucking on me like a leech. Always drama. Always this and that. I ain't got time for strife. I ain't got time for offended people. If you're not going to build me up, then I'm not going to say I don't love you. I'm just not going to spend a bunch of time with you because I got to redeem my time. This is a new year, and it's time that I wasted last year. I can't get back, but I ain't going to take that same attitude over to this year. Hallelujah. If you're not going to strengthen and build up me, praise, I ain't got time to be fussing and arguing with you. You know, when you're young, you just think you're going to live. Well, I'm 22, 23. You think you're young. Let me tell you, the older you get, the more you realize the most precious commodity is your time. I ain't got time to sit down. When I was young, I would talk to you and try to say, I ain't got time to do that anymore. Particularly people who already know where you stand. Saying the same thing over and over. And they doing what they want to do. And you still letting them waste your time. No, I'm not going to let you create drama in my life anymore. Who that? Mary J. Bly? No more drama? No more drama in my life. Get the video. Look at it. It's powerful. She just made up her mind. Look, I ain't got much time left. Now, I gave you my best year, but no more drama. That's what God said. You remain at rest. Now, let me close with this. I got a little bit of time. I want to just go into this since you're right there. This is bonus. This is I'm going to give you a dessert. Proverbs 20:27. So that's why you got to keep your spirit. Yeah, that set this up good. You got to protect your spirit because that's the part that God want to talk to me about. And when your spirit is clogged with strife and offense and drama and fear and what if that happened and all that, and your spirit is just clogged up, then you're going to have trouble hearing the voice of God because he said, my sheep hear my voice, but he's going to speak to your spirit, man. That's why you got to keep it built up and in tune with God. And not just people and a bunch of drama. You got Proverbs yet? What did I say, 20, 27? Let's read this last scripture together before I close. Proverbs 20, 27 says this. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching all inward parts of the belly. The spirit of man, see, remember, the spirit, keeping your spirit, man, strengthened with might by your spirit in the inner man. Feeding on what? The word of God. The more words you get, the more you hear God's voice because he's going to speak in line with his word. The more you're going to hear the Holy Spirit because the Holy Spirit will bring you your remembrance, everything God said in his word. But if you're not keeping any word in your spirit, you're going to hear very little from the Holy Spirit and from God because he's going to speak according to his word. But there will be all types of cares and voices of the world and television and offense and people and who mad and they said and she said, she said. Listen, I want to hear God's voice. That's the most important thing in my life. And he said, the spirit of man is the candle. It's the information center of the Lord, searching all inward parts of the belly. Not your physical belly. I ain't talking about your spirit, man, the inner core of you. Put this up in Amplified. Makes it plainer. The spirit of a man, that factor, now watch this, that factor in the human personality which proceeds immediately from God. Spirit to spirit. Your spirit, man, is how you contact God, who is a spirit. Your spirit man is how God contact you. It proceeds directly from God. Now, when your spirit is down and broken and care and drama and offense, you're affecting the voice of God and your communication with God. That's the information, son. That's what we're going to talk to you about, your children, your problems, how to come out of debt, how to get new ideas, how to deal with this job situation. He ain't going to speak to your flesh. That's why some of you now, your spirit, you're hearing God speak, right? You go, whoa, God, son. You didn't go, wow. No, it wasn't your head, it was your spirit. That's the information center. Searching all inward parts of the belly. Put up my last statement. So then your reborn spirit is a part of you that connects with God. That's your union with God. And when you've been, your spirit is interrupted and been broken, it's going to be darkness. It's going to be weakness. If you ain't spending no time with God, who is strength? Who is love? That's where God's going to connect with you. That's where going. And if you ain't spending no time, there's been a disconnect. And when you've been disconnected from God, you've been disconnected from life. And when you're disconnected from life, you're disconnected from strength. And when you're disconnected from strength, you're disconnected from love. And when you're disconnected from love, then you're in darkness. You don't know what to do. You don't know what to do about these kids. I don't know all these bills coming. I didn't quit. That's why you're fighting in the day of adversity. That's why you got to protect your spirit. Let me just say this while I close. Proverbs 4:23 says, protect your spirit with all diligence, for out of it are the force of life. That's why you got to what? Who and what you let in your heart. What stuff you let? Offense and mad and unforgiving. I ain't got time for that. Well, man, I can't let you affect the voice of God in my life. I'm responsible for supernatural ministry. I'm going to hear the voice of God to preach to you when my spirit is clogged up with hate, offense, unforgiveness, fear, worry, anxiety. Hallelujah. And I'm responsible for the voice of God, not only for me, but for you. That's the information center. Look at this as we close. St. John 4:24, Amplified. God is a spirit. That's why we made it in the likeness of God. He's a spiritual being. He ain't talking to your flesh. That's why I hear people, son told me to just go off. Son told me to. Yeah, it was your flesh. What people say is God is really be their flesh. Because God is a spirit, a spiritual being. And those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth, the word reality. So God is going to contact your spirit. God is going to be talking to your spirit. You ain't going to hear him in your flesh. So when you're flesh and you're mad and you're moody and you're emotional and you're offended and your feelings hurt, you're going to hear very little from God. He's speaking, but you can't hear. Well, you won't get in tune to your spirit. You ain't got no word down in there. So in the day of adversity, you faint, you give up, you quit, you throw your hands up. If anything else in 2021, you need to make a decision to reconnect with God. Yeah, some of you thought you was good. I'm talking about really reconnect with God. To where he said, my sheep hear my voice. And the first voice you hear in the morning is his voice. And he walks with you and talks with you. And he said, hey, when you walk and talk, there'll be a voice that'll be behind your ear, and I'll tell you, go this way and go. I mean, that's what God, being spirit-led and not flesh and emotional-led or mad. What happened last night? What happened on the job? And mad at this and carrying on and didn't talk about his God. I told people last year, quit trying to bind people with God. God told me to do it. Oh, so that means, you know, we can't question you. He called that God. Told you to go off like that. God told you to do. Man, no, you chose to. Don't put God in it. God is a spirit. And what God tell you, going to line up with his word. And I want you to show me at least three scriptures then. If God told you that confirms in his word what he said to you. And then there's another factor there. Just because he told you, that don't mean he's telling everybody. Huh? Whatever he told you to do, you do it. That's what Jesus' mother told him at the wedding feast of Cana. So I want to encourage you to keep your spirit clear so God can enlighten you, give you revelation, give you concept ideas for this year, praise God. Keep your spirit, man, build up. Spend time feeding on the word of God. Strengthen with might by the spirit of inner man so that when adversity do come, you'll have the power to keep yourself calm and you will overcome in the day of adversity. God bless you.